Next question is Patricia Barty, this PATRICIABARTIE, 62860. Today is 8/19. This is a 64-year-old woman originally from Lafayette, Louisiana, married 13 years, lives with her husband. She has three children, has had four pregnancies, one miscarriage. She used to work for Maine, M-A-I-N, Powers. In the past, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She's had quite problems with breast cancer. She has bilateral mastectomy. There's a recurrence of breast cancer at the site on the right side associated with mass and open wound drainage. Patient may be a candidate for radiation. She's scheduled for CT of abdomen and chest tomorrow morning, period. She also has a history of peripheral vascular disease, severe, associated with a right arm amputation above the elbow because of gangrenous lesion, and right leg amputation below the knee, again, because of gangrene, period. She also suffers from brittle diabetes, hypertension, skin cancer. She's bedbound, except when she gets help to be put in a wheelchair. She's short of breath at all times and crying in pain today. Allergy, non-family history, mom and dad died of alcoholism and cancer. Patient also suffers from liver failure, suspect NASH liver failure, most likely or possibly related to metastatic disease. She says she has 3% of her liver function. She also has ascites. Again, tomorrow's CT scan should give us more idea of what's going on. Surgeries includes the mastectomy, bilateral, also open wound, right breast because of recurrency, right amputation above the knee and right leg amputation below the knee. Medication includes Norco 10-325 up to four times a day. Ceftriaxone recently, which was patient was started on because of urinary tract infection. Neurontin 600 TID. Hydroxyzine 25 milligram TID, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram once a day, Humalog insulin 30 milligram twice a day, Levemir 40 milligram once a day. Review of system, weight loss, she's bedbound, weakness, diabetic neuropathy, chronic pain, recurrent urinary tract infection, recent hospitalization for urosepsis. Short of breath, open wound, right breast because of recurrent malignancy, status post mastectomy, bilateral, and the amputations that was mentioned above. Blood pressure today is 160 over 98, pulse is 64, O2 sats 100%, heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs, coarse breath sounds, abdomen with wheezing, abdomen soft. Positive ascites noted. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Arm mucosa within lesion. Amputation. Right arm noted above the elbow. Amputation. Right leg noted below the knee. There is swelling. There's edema about the knee on the lower extremity on the left side. Assessment: very unfortunate. 64-year-old woman with extensive history of diabetes, with history of breast cancer, bilateral mastectomy with recurrence. Scheduled for CT scan in the morning period. CT scan / PET scan in the morning period. The paragraph, she's not interested in further chemo radiation therapy. She tells me she just wants to have her pain controlled and wants to live with her husband in the apartment they have for the next few weeks to months that she has left, period. The paragraph, patient in severe pain, causing her blood pressure to be elevated, period. She also has severe peripheral vascular disease, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and hypertension, period. The paragraph, patient also has wheezing and cough and congestion, would benefit from nebulizer treatment at this time, period. Requires wound care at the open wound on the right breast related to recurrent malignancy. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this woman. And also ascites with a diminished liver function. She says she has 3% of her liver function left, and most likely related to NASH, NASH, and or metastatic breast cancer. We'll better understand this after the CT slash PET scan tomorrow. Thank you.